Once again, it's that time. Press start. Your periodic look at video games and the gaming industry for people who want it. My name is David Hampton. Joining me this week, our newly inducted co-host, Chad Claus. How is it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Not bad. Our studio got bigger.
It got improved, yes.
There's wires everywhere. We ought to take a picture of this.
Yeah. Just try not to trip over anything.
Yeah, if we trip over anything, we lose the ability to move through our tabs in the browser just to report our stories. It's been a couple of weeks since we last talked with you. We have gotten some new hardware, tried to figure out some better ways to run the studio. Hopefully it will sound a little bit better. Don't hesitate to write and tell us what you think.
Press
the email address.
At thefighting.org?
Not yet. We're still
PressStartKCPR
at gmail.com. That is Justin's web address. Justin is not joining us this week, as has been the pattern for the last few weeks. Justin's computer is hosed, and he lives in the wrong part of the state. So we can't get him in here live, and he can't Skype in to talk with us over the internet.
It's so sad.
So sad. It's not the same show without, you know, us making fun of each other for liking crappy games.
But there will be a time that three of us will be together.
Yeah, we'll get him on. Justin's computer is currently on the fritz, and when he finds himself with a better technological solution, he will be joining us once again. Until then, it is the two of us playing games, talking about them, interacting with you, the listener, whenever you send us email. Just occurred to me, I don't have access to that email account.
I was thinking about that. We should ask Justin if there's any new emails.
We probably should. Do you think he'd forward them to us if there were?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
We could talk to him. But right now, you probably can't get to him either. No computer.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Let's go find one.
Dang.
All sorts of problems.
We need to do something about this. I mean, we haven't read any emails on the air for the last couple of weeks, and I just figured we didn't have any coming in that weren't, you know...
I don't think we even checked any.
Yeah, I haven't looked at any. Okay.
For all we know, we've got tons of emails. Inboxes overflowing.
Well, we never got a whole bunch of emails on this show. This show...
Yeah.
It was weird. This show was the only game show on the radio in San Luis Obispo back when we broadcast through KCPR. And we would get people that would come up and talk to us and be like, hey, we listen to your show, that's really fun. Or we'd get people who call in between, during music breaks, things like that. But very few people actually wrote emails.
I was one of them.
Yeah, you wrote tons of emails. That was great. We unfortunately didn't get a chance to read all of them because that's kind of how the cookie crumbled that day.
That's
but,
fine.
Yeah, we got a whole lot more voice than we did text from people. I never did figure out why that was. This was a show that was listened to more on the internet than in person, so we thought. But, I don't know. Regardless, that's fun. Still send us emails. You can get in touch with us on our website, pressstart.thefighting.org, or, I don't know, do we have a Skype account they can call?
I don't know.
Okay, I haven't set one up.
Or if you have an Xbox 360, you go to the webpage and you can check our gamer tags. Mine shall be up shortly,
We'll stick yours up later on today.
All right.
Justin gave me the okay to make you a real co-host instead of a frequent guest. But that's how I started, too.
Instead of an honorary co-host.
Mm-hmm. That's how I did it. I was honorary
co-hosting.
You got
your foot in the door and then took off.
Yeah. That was fun. It was good to keep coming on. It was good to be invited on because that meant I was doing something right. And now Justin's gone and... Now the show is done in my bedroom, where we have our little fake studio set up, but...
But it's got a mixing board, sort of.
We just acquired a mixing board. We have everything routed like crazy. There's cords going all over the place, because we haven't found an elegant solution to some of this yet. We have a two-computer setup doing the digital audio workstation, one of which is running Audacity and is doing all of our recording and editing. The second one serves no purpose other than to route the microphone out through line input so that the mixer
so
can hear it.
So that I can talk.
Yeah, Chad's in on that one. I'm going direct in through a little preamp box. Anyway, that's our studio. We had a guy ask about that once. We never really answered it.
Oh, I remember they were talking about asking you guys to take a picture of the studio at KCBR, weren't they?
That's right. Yeah, we did get a picture of it.
You tried to draw a picture, didn't you?
I drew a picture of it, too. And I gave it to Justin to post. I don't know if he ever did.
I think it's because
that was about when we decided posting things was my job. And we just never figured out where to go.
Anyway, gave it back to you.
This isn't a show about us. This is a show about video games. Let's get back on track. Right. What have you been playing this week, Chad?
Actually, on Friday, I played a bunch of games. I went over to a gaming place over near where we are right here.
A gaming place? Like, what does that mean?
It's a gaming center, kind of a LAN center.
Oh, this is like a... Like a gaming, a place to play games, not like a store, not like
right,
a swap meet or anything like that.
You play games there. They have, right now they have 80 PCs and 8 Xbox 360s. I don't know if they're going to be getting any more PCs or not. Probably not.
Did you say 8 or 80?
80 PCs.
80?
80.
I could have sworn I heard that wrong.
No.
How 80. Big is this place?
It's not too big, but I mean, they have plenty of room for it. They have all the computers lined up right next to each other. Small cases, so it all works.
80 machines, man.
80 machines.
Do we have 80 friends we could invite to go to this place?
I don't know, but every Friday from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., they have an all-nighter. So it's $40 for that. You get pizza and soda.
Oh, man.
So.
Pizza and soda.
It's pretty funny. You can either get 2 soda cans, or you can get 1 monster drink. That's how they
and
work that out.
And you can get fat.
Yeah, and play video games. Yeah.
There was a cookbook I saw on the internet sometime this week that was aimed at the gaming populace. And the whole purpose of it was not like, you know, food made for game nerds. What it was
food.
It was healthy meals you could make with the kind of food that the stereotypical game player tends to eat. Like, stuff you can get from convenience stores, stuff where you don't have to put any effort into acquiring it.
What kind of meal uses a Twinkie?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if it has all the food you can get from a convenience store. Because then you could put, like, I don't know, alcohol into a Twinkie. I don't think that's ever going to be healthy. I don't care what you do with it.
I'm sure they got something about fried Twinkies. There we go. Fried Twinkies.
Oh, man. It just keeps getting better
healthy,
and better.
But hey.
So this gaming center offers pizza and soda all night.
You get the two sodas for being there.
Oh, wait. Okay, so for $40... You get to play games all night, and you get 2 sodas.
2 sodas.
Okay. Can you buy more sodas? Because that's, like, not a lot of sodas
sure you
if you're staying up all night.
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
I managed, though. I got there close to 12 o'clock midnight, and I stayed there until 6:30.
Oh, dang.
So.
So is it just, like, free play on the games, or?
Yeah, they have a lot of games there. Most of them are older games, but they also have, World of Warcraft on there. They have Warcraft 3. They have, Counter-Strike Source. They also have Command & Conquer 3.
Oh,
so,
wow.
They also have a bunch of Xbox 360 games.
These are big, like, competitive games.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring a 360 memory card to load your own profile and fight with people?
You may be able to. I remember I was playing Guitar Hero 2 against one of the guys. I think he works there, and he hadn't brought his memory card with him, so he couldn't use all the songs and stuff he'd unlocked. So we just had to use a cheat code to get them unlocked and stuff.
No worries. So it's literally like you just gain entrance into the place and can play with their hardware. It's not like
and the software, yeah, the games.
Right, right. It's not, you know, specially locked out or something like that.
No. I mean, you can play online, but you can also play LAN with the other people inside the store.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So it's just like you get to play with, you know, a 360 and some computers. It's not like it's a special edition 360 kiosk
right.
designed for LAN centers or something.
Right.
I didn't even know those existed.
Each 360 has its own widescreen TV, flat screen.
That's a good setup.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. And they also have a larger screen for, because they play music inside. It's through Sirius, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And they have the TV monitor so that you can see what song is playing.
Hmm.
So.
So it's a good AV setup. I don't know. Here's the stuff I'm interested in. Is it a good community? Are the people who work there nice?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
local?
It's right next to a movie theater. It's in, like, the main area of our biggest city where we are, I guess. It's almost a city.
Is that El Dorado Hills?
El Dorado Hills, yeah.
Okay. I figure we're allowed to talk about the local places because enough people who listen are local.
Well, I don't know. It's internet radio.
Yeah, it is. But it's internet radio kind of aimed at a location. Yeah. One of my favorite shows is based in Sacramento, and, I mean, they're constantly talking about stuff in Slack. That's Orange Lounge. Justin gets ticked every time I mention him on the show because I talk about stuff I listen to a lot, and so they come up all the time. And he's like, Dave, we sound like a freaking advertising show for these people. Like, stop it. So he had a point. I was talking about him quite a lot. So, okay, fair enough. But I need to go sneak onto their show again. I was on that one time. It was a good time.
Yeah. But okay, so you brought your own mic.
Yeah, that was this mic, actually. I need to get another mic so I can show up with a different one. They can be like, what is wrong with you?
What wrong with the mic?
Let's, you think that gaming center would be interested in having us go interview them?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I was going back there this Friday. I was going to bring some friends of mine with me.
$40?
Yeah, it's $40 for the all-nighter.
I wonder if I might be interested in that.
It's fun.
Okay.
They have a bunch of stuff. And you can also do System Link games on the 360s. They have Forza 2.
Oh, good.
They also have DOA.
Can you bring your own peripherals and games?
I do not know.
Okay. I'd be interested in that. Because if there's a decent gaming community going on around here, I'd like to get in on that. The gaming community here is largely based on if you know someone, invite them over to your house.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. There's no good arcade around here. That's a sad thing. I wish there was a good arcade. Even the...
They've kind of gone by the wayside.
They have, but arg, the purpose they served. I guess someone needs to find a way to make them profitable.
Yeah.
We need a bar with an arcade in it that isn't... I don't know. I've always wanted to make a barcade.
A barcade.
Barcade. I think there's a company that makes a game called a barcade. It's one of those little things you see at the end of the bar.
Oh,
with little silly games on it. Intoxicated people pay lots of money to lose.
Just more business.
Yeah.
It's business.
Okay, so a new gaming center in El Dorado. That is excellent.
Yep. It's been open for a couple months. I think he was originally going to open it in October, but he opened it early.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, he didn't open it when school got out, which would have been, in the opinion of my friends, would have been a much better idea. So, because all the kids are out of school, they have nothing to do over the summer. Here's this gaming center. Go play.
All right.
So.
Well, that kind of ties into our first news story this week. Kotaku is reporting that MMO players and the kinds of people who will show up to a center like that to play games are not, in fact, introverts. Some guy in a journal, Cyber Psychology and Behavior, decided that all of these people who play games are making good friends. Something like 80% of people play with real-life friends and family. Something like a third of them try to go and meet with people in real life. But here's the statistic I thought was funny, and this is what makes me worried about going to a center like that. 1 in 10 tried to pursue real-life romantic relationships with people they met online.
Always a bad idea.
Yeah, and I do not recall exactly what the number was, but it was approximately 1 in 10. So, the exact wording was, 1 in 10 want to develop some sort of, physical relationship. Read as printed. The word is in there. So, 1 in 10 people you meet playing World of Warcraft or, Uru Live, which I know is a game, each are games that we have played, are interested in getting close with somebody else who plays the game.
It's kind of creepy.
It cannot seriously be that high.
I don't know. It's...
I met 10 people in World of Warcraft last week, standing on top of rooftops screaming obscenities at people in Orgrimmar. Like, I cannot imagine that one of these people is actually honestly interested in meeting, let alone touching, another human being.
At that point, you have to go to the 10 and 100.
10 and 100. I guess you do. It can't become true until I've met 100 people. Alright, well, that's... I don't know. I'll never look at people online the same way again. Some of them seem genuinely nice.
But it's funny talking about that, because whenever I played World of Warcraft, I tried to always play with people I knew. And at the gaming center, there was a bunch of people playing Diablo 2. They just got together and started playing that. So, yeah, I believe that a bunch of people will play with the people they know.
That would make sense. And I wonder if that's where the 10% comes from. It's because half of those people are already interested in people they know who are playing the game. That would make a lot more sense. I read that as 1 in 10 people is trying to bone a complete stranger over World of Warcraft.
Well, you get all those, like, Korean MMOs where you can have weddings and stuff in the game, so...
There was a person who got married
in... Maybe he's talking about those kind of games.
Yeah, yeah. There was a person who got married in, I think, EverQuest, who then got married in real life.
The same person?
It was last week. Like, it was to the same person. It was the same person right. To the same person. Like, their avatars had a little wedding, and then they had a real one.
Right.
So, enough about that. Music games are something we all love and enjoy. The guy who did Parappa the Rapper is making an iPod game. I think it's already out. The way it works is it's a visualizer, but then letters come onto the screen, and if it's a letter that's in the name of the song, you hit the button, and if you get a point, it makes your visualizer more interesting.
Interesting.
More importantly, a guy who makes real video games is now making games for the iPod, and they're music-based.
Why?
So, I think that's cool, actually. If I had an iPod that would play it, I would try it out.
Yeah, I don't use iPod.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I just never was really a fan of iPod.
It works okay. I mean, I don't know, I've got one. It does what I want it to. Although the first one I did would occasionally be sitting there beeping when it was supposed to be rocking. That always ticked me off. So, I don't know.
iPod with games.
Mm-hmm. But, substantially more gamers are interested in the DS than perhaps the iPod. And there's a music game rumored to be for that, too.
More music.
More music. Guitar Hero DS. I haven't heard anything about this until I was browsing one of the game blogs this morning.
So how are they going to get that to work?
Well, there's an artist's rendition of a neck sticking out of the DS with a whammy bar tied around the side of it. And I don't know how that's going to work, but... I don't know. The last music game I played on the DS was great.
Would you just, like, hold down a button and then just flip the screen to strum?
That's what I'd like to see. They've got that Jam Sessions, also known as MO6 in Japan, that's going to do basically exactly that. It gives you 6 lines on the screen that you have to strum with your DS stylus.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of more like a real 6-string guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It actually tries to emulate it. MO6/Jam Sessions has... the way it works is each string is, you know, a string, and then your fretboard is approximated by your buttons. You have 8 buttons to which you can assign 8 chord fingering positions. And so you just hold down the button you want and strum. And I presume if you hold 2 buttons, it makes some ungodly squealing noise. And if that wasn't enough, Alvin and the Chipmunks is rumored to have a music game.
Well, they also have a movie coming out, too.
Do they? Okay, yes, well, that makes a lot of sense. So, here's the thing, though. The Chipmunks game, like Guitar Hero, will also feature covers of popular songs, but, in true Chipmunks fashion, the vocalists will have that super high-pitched, like, rodent noise filter that they produce the cartoon show with. They'll be using that. I would like to see this as downloadable content for Rock Band. The Alvin and the Chipmunks Rock Band expansion could feature you and your bandmates playing music with your,
screeching high voices.
With your instruments, while the guy singing is... You know, maybe he's a low basso voice, but he's actually sounding like, I'm a chipmunk. I can't do the voice.
I'm not even going to try. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Somebody referred to the music as, was it like castration music or something like that? Anyway, good times. Xbox Live, bastion of nifty little games that don't cost a heck of a lot of money, maybe coming to the PC. The Games for Windows Live initiative on Vista has been saying, yeah... I think that's kind of what we want to do. So that's fun. More details on the internet if you really want them. To the Xbox Live service is coming a game called Schizoid, a game that the developers seem to think is very good. They have said, quote, "We truly believe that if you and a friend spend 2 minutes playing Schizoid, you're going to ignore food, drink, your job, your family, and play until they load you up on a gurney and head to the hospital." So you could say they're proud of it. Schizoid is interesting to me not because it's supposed to be a good game, although it I guess it is. I mean, they aren't telling me it's a crappy game. But it was made exclusively with XNA Game Studio Express.
Oh, the program you use to make your own games?
That's the one.
All right.
It's Microsoft's little C-sharp libraries that anybody with a decent computer can use to make nifty toys with.
Weren't you going to try to make something with that once?
I was, until I found out my computer wasn't decent by their standards.
By their standards.
Well, they require a certain video board that has been out on almost all PCs. Starting about a year after I got mine. So, too bad, my video is not replaceable because of the way they made the PC, so that's sad. Hopefully, well, I guess this is only going to get worse for me. Microsoft announced XNA Game Studio 2.0. Game Studio Pro and Express are now rolled into a single product, It will still allow you to push games to your 360 if you buy their subscription service, and it's going to have a whole bunch of new stuff. I believe the only difference now between professional and amateur users is pro users can pay money for more libraries to play with. The other big improvement is that users can now connect to live with their stuff. Full matchmaking, full voice support. Random people on the internet can make games that connect to live now.
From their PC?
From their PC, on their Xboxes. I don't think anyone is really quite realizing how crazy of news this might be. But, I don't know. I'm waiting for some porn game to get Jack Thompson jumping all over this.
Haven't heard much from him recently.
You're going to hear a little bit more. There was a very sad case I heard about recently where a father attacked his kid because the kid was, quote, playing too many video games. The kid was killed, the mother was injured. I didn't choose to report on it this week because I didn't want to stir up too much about it, but it's worth noting it did happen, and Thompson will be jumping all over this. Interestingly, the assailant had nothing to do with these games. He was mad that the kids were playing them.
Just playing them.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it had nothing to do with the game content.
Yeah, we don't even know what game it was. Of course, as news in the past has proven, that doesn't always matter. There was a problem when, some kid jumped out of a window and hurt himself very badly in China somewhere. And someone said, oh no, he was playing Warcraft. Well, in World of Warcraft, you can jump out of buildings and land, and it only hurts you a little bit. And the media was all in a huff about this until someone figured out he was playing Warcraft 3. In which I don't think the game even has windows in it. Nor buildings you can stand on.
Nor jumping,
that's a good point. Or landing. Everything's kind of two-dimensional, despite the 3D interface.
It's all on one plane.
Speaking of hilarious mistakes, Microsoft has reported that the red rings of death that have been plaguing Xbox 360s everywhere is, in some respects, a giant lie.
Really?
They've been getting all these returns after they extended their warranty to 3 years for their red rings of death problem that was caused by, a bad DVD drive, something like that. And they've been getting all these returns for people who had four red rings of death, or a full ring of four lights, signifying their console was toasted. Well, it turns out and people who have followed this will know this, but if your drive is having a problem, you only get three lights, you don't get four. If you get four, it means your video cable pulled out.
So sending it back for no reason.
And that's what's happening, is okay. A whole bunch of people are sending these back. So Microsoft is considering disabling the four lights warning. Because it's clear nobody's paying attention to it, and they'd rather not have to deal with it.
Yeah, one of the guys I met at the gaming place, I think he said that he was on his fourth 360.
A lot of people have been saying that.
And I was like, how? I have not gone through my one.
An article that was up on Kotaku recently was saying that the fact that 360 seemed to be breaking a lot does not deter hardcore gamers. They don't care. They want 360 games at any cost.
Well, he just goes back and replaces it, and at one point, he had to, they gave him, like, the next model up or something. He had to pay the difference for it. So he wasn't too happy about it, but...
And they forced him to do that. So that's a forced upsale. That's actually, I think, if that were done at a retail outlet, that would be illegal. If your console does not have one of those problems specified in their return warranty, specifically that three wings of death, or the three light red ring drive death problem... If you have a different problem, if you are outside of the one-year warranty, even though you're still within the 3 years they extended, they will not fix it. They will charge you $100-something to fix it for you. And it used to be, when you first had it, they would charge you that money anyway. And then after they got hit with a class action, they started refunding it, if my memory serves. I forget if it was a class action or just some pressure, but I'm pretty sure it was. So I'm going to say it was. And if I wasn't correct, email me and tell me about it. I welcome your challenge. There's some talk they might just disable the Red Rings warning anyway, because that would mean that they wouldn't have to fix people's consoles per the terms of their agreement. But anyway, what this article was saying is that gamers like us who really want our 360 games don't care. We're willing to take the chance. I was. You were. We both bought them.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were really super ticked about it, we wouldn't be paying money for the system, but it's clear that we aren't. And I thought that was an interesting observation on their part. They don't have to make it good. They just have to make it good enough. Some studies showing the strength of sales is in software and not in the system's reliability.
I think it's funny, Microsoft has their blue screen of death, and now they have the red ring of death.
Oh yeah, and Vista's got a new color of death, I think. I'm not even sure.
I don't think so. I think when I got my new computer last week, that's why I wasn't able to come here. I was messing with it, trying to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I got a blue screen of death, and it restarted, and I had to reload Vista again. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they still have blue screen of death.
Much as I tend to really like Microsoft, I must admit I'm glad that they did not install Vista on the 360. I take it back. I like Microsoft now. I used to not like them. Windows 98, not so much.
Yeah.
Well, it was cool at the time, but
Vista
it
has some cool features, though.
Vista, I think I like but don't want. XP I like. The 360 I like. The 360 failure rates I don't like. The fact that my 360 hasn't failed, I like.
Failure's never good. Success is always good.
To be fair, we have kept the system very well ventilated the entire time we've used it, save for the time the kitten got on top of it. My roommate's cat wanted to be warm, so he stayed on the system, and when we chased him off, he sat on the power brick. Adorable.
There's a kitty.
Now the kitty's probably nuclear irradiated from sitting on the power brick for a while.
Super kitty.
But yeah, so 360s break all the time, but people still love them. In stark contrast, also from Kotaku, you apparently can't kill a PS3 by subjecting it to 0 degree temperatures. Someone...
Fahrenheit, Celsius, or Kelvin?
I believe that's Celsius, because they started at 40 degrees. And they did not say what... It's not Kelvin. Because...
I'm sure you could break it there.
Yeah, it would not function as intended.
So are people taking this up to, like, the Arctic or something and playing?
Folks from the PS3 Vault website ran a PS3 for 4 days in a van. They just let some game go, and it 4 days straight. They gradually let the temperature drop, presumably using science, from 40 degrees to zero.
So they're trying to break it.
They are attempting to see if it will break. They said once the temperature reached 0 degrees, they noticed a slight sluggishness in playback. This was maintained for the last 24 hours, and with 12 hours to go, they thought they were going to crash with a sudden blackout to the screen, but then they figured out that this was... because the water had condensed on the cord going to the TV. So they fixed that. 108 hours in, they said it's still working fine.
Jeez.
Of course, electronics usually have problems when they get hot, so they didn't try anything like that. But,
they wanted to try something different.
But, well, so they tried it. And, at around 64 hours in, at 110 degrees Fahrenheit, they noticed a slight burning smell. And the console was really hot. But it had worked. Do you realize what's going on here? Sony, the famous company for making crappy, broken consoles that had fantastic titles
made
and
one
software,
that didn't break.
Yeah, have made this unkillable console. I've gone through two PS2s myself because the drives keep dying, and I tried to take really good care of them. Many of my friends are on their second or third console. One guy I talked to had gone through four of the dang things. I want to say five, but I'm pretty sure it was four.
I haven't had it as long as everybody else.
Well, interestingly, the first production run are working fine, and after they started cutting costs, then it started dying. But, I mean, the PS1 had all these problems where you had to hold the thing upside down to get the spindle to hold the CD correctly so the laser wouldn't misalign, and they used to overheat, and there's all these problems. And now Sony's making the awesome system where Microsoft, with the almost unkillable Xbox, their system is now having the red rings of death, and is now being sent back for repairs, and is, surprise, surprise, being carried by the strength of its software lineup. The world is insane! We're in bizarro land! No, all seriousness, I'm glad to see Sony's product is working out really well, because I've said a lot of crap about it over the last few years. And it's kind of nice to be proven wrong when something works better than you said.
Yeah, I think I remember the first time we did a show together, Dave. You asked me how the PS3 was going to work out. I said, well, don't judge it right now. It's still in its early life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait a little bit longer until they get all the kinks worked out. And here they are, they're getting things worked out.
Yeah.
They still don't have a huge list of games, though. I mean,
yeah,
that could be worked on still.
I don't know what's up with their software licensing.
So. But they're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, they're starting to get cross-platform stuff from the 360 is what they really need. Yeah. Rock Band is going to sell a ton of accessories if they can prove that something is better on the PS3 version. Because there's a whole lot of people wanting to drop $500, $600 to play that game.
It's going to be an expensive game to play to get all the peripherals. $80 for the drum set.
You know, yeah, that's $700-$800 is what I should be saying, because people are wanting to get a good accessory, and they're wanting to buy a new system to play it. Because really, the cost to play that game is the cost of the system plus the game, because that's the seller. Everything else is a bonus.
I'm still wondering if they're going to do any bundles, like different instruments with the game. Like, you know how the Guitar Hero games, previous ones, had a bundle with the guitar controller?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to do that with the different controllers? Like, the drum set's going to be bundled with it, the guitar's going to be bundled with it.
I really think they should.
They should. Just like, they don't have to do it all as one bundle, just do them separately.
Oh, I would say have controllers available on their own, have the game available on its own for people with the 360 right. guitar. Then sell bundles. Sell a guitar bundle, sell a keyboard, or sell a drum bundle, and then sell a mic bundle. I mean, the mic bundle's a cinch. Tons of games come with those already.
And you can use any normal USB mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of anybody who plays SingStar or Karaoke Revolution, I mean, those people are already set. And those are PS2 games, but the mic is USB.
Yeah, it'll work.
As a cowbell. Oh, good times. Well, what do we got next? I think I only have a couple of stories left. Yeah, so all you kids on the internet making all your noise about ARK, pirates, ARK, ninjas. It's like the ultimate clash of the titans, right? I know this started online.
Had to.
Someone's making a game. Blazing Lizard, a new development team made by a bunch of ex-Volition people, has licensed the entire idea of Pirates versus Ninjas, and they're making a dodgeball game.
Ooh, dodgeball.
Dodgeball. This is great. There hasn't been a good dodgeball game on the market, and I don't know how long.
And I throw pirates and ninjas in there.
I happen to like pirates quite a lot, and also ninjas now and again. So this will be fantastic.
They do.
Ninjas have their moments. I don't know. You can't see them half the time. Pirates have rum.
You don't know what they're doing half the time, so.
Yeah, the screenshots look like a lot of fun. There is, of course, bloom lighting everywhere, as well as that lighting model that looks like everything you see on the 360. I think it's going to be great fun. I really liked, what was the game called? Super Dodgeball on the NES?
Yeah,
maybe it was just Dodgeball. I thought it was called Super Dodgeball on
Super
the NES.
Super Dodgeball for the SNES, I think.
Really? I think it was the NES. We'll check it out after the show. But if it's anything like that game, I'm going to have a fantastic time with this.
That was a fun one. I'll tell you that one.
Blazing Lizard is also made from people who worked on Volition, or worked at Volition, who made Free Space. And also Descent, two games which I love. So, I don't know. I think this would be swell to see. That about does it for news from me. I have nothing new. What do you have?
Well, GameTap is the service that you've recently gotten, I've had for a while.
GameTap, great service.
Every Thursday, they have new games coming out. And I've got a list for this week, for tomorrow, actually. Starting off, we'll go with Athena from 1986, the arcade game Athena.
Ooh.
You seem to have recognized the name, Dave.
Yeah, I played it a while ago. It was really good. That or I'm thinking of a different game.
Well, what was it about?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I remember it was. I had fun with it. I played it at Sam's Town,
yeah.
Which was a local arcade that existed long before any of us really appreciated them.
Yeah, I miss that place.
I miss that place, too.
I have a little lucky coin from there, still.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
You lucky.
The next game up is Fatal Fury 3, Road to the Final Victory for the Neo Geo 1995 game. And then we also have Hitman Blood Money for Windows 2006. Last week they came out with Hitman Contracts. So I think they've got all the Hitman games on GameTap now. So that should be fun.
I never played Hitman.
I played the demo of Blood Money, I think, on the 360.
The closest I got to playing a game you could describe as Hitman was Fight Night Round 3, because that's what you do in that game. You hit men.
Moving on.
Hitman's supposed to be good, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah, Hitman's pretty fun. It's kind of a stealth first-person stealth.
It's all about being clever and how you assassinate people, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, you can get a piano wire and string people up and then throw them over a railing.
I want to see a game where you can take a piano wire and play a piano.
Just string
like,
up
put it in a piano and play it.
Super piano master.
I want to see, like, this gory, violent game where all of the gory, violent stuff has
throw
like...
throw people on the piano and start playing?
Has, like, no, it has, like, a normal, everyday, like, cultured thing you can do with it. Kind of like Postal, but more emphasis on not killing people.
I never played Postal. I really need to.
A friend of mine really liked it. But just some kind of game where it's called, like, you know, Murder Gore Splat or something like that. And then it's like, on the cover it shows, like, a meat grinder. And I can't think of anything that's not so offensive I'm going to get hate mail from it. Anyway. Yeah, I want to see that game and then have it be all, like, pleasant.
Have it be completely the opposite of what you think it
is. Yeah. Where, like, you take an axe, and then you chop wood down with it.
Or you take the meat grinder, and you become a butcher.
Yeah, so or you you play Cooking Mama. Cooking Mama Meat Grinder Edition. That sounds like a metal band cover. Alright, anyway, continue.
Okay. From 2005, for Windows, we got Imperial Glory. I don't know if you ever played that one, Dave?
No, I want to say I read a review of it.
It sounded familiar, but I haven't played it. And then finally, for tomorrow, we have a game from the Neo Geo from 1998, Real Bout Fatal Fury 2.
That's an old game.
Yep. So that's it for this week. Next week I'll have some more GameTap games available. So every Thursday, GameTap. Go check it out.
GameTap is another place I've been accused of being a shill for. Because I really like it.
It's fun.
But there is one problem I have with it.
What's
the
that?
Neo Geo emulator.
Yeah?
It's an emulator. It's patently obvious. And I read online somewhere that the emulator software is streamed as you play it.
Yeah.
That's clever. It prevents hacking. Alright. However, it drops every other frame.
Really?
When I'm playing an overhead shooter game, and maybe it's just my computer, but I should... I mean, I've played Neo Geo emulators. I know how smooth they can run. But when I'm playing, like, an overhead shooting game and my character flashes after they get hit, it goes invisible because it's only drawing every other frame. It's really annoying.
Wow.
I don't know. Have you played any of those games? Do they work out pretty well? Or?
These games I just talked about for Neo Geo.
Any of the Neo Geo games on GameTap?
I don't know. I haven't really looked.
Okay. Because I'd really love them to be good.
Yeah.
Metal Slug is playable, at least.
Okay.
And I'd really prefer not to download the ROMs and crack them, because several of the ROMs in particular are extremely illegal, considering that you can buy them commercially for other systems now. But
yeah,
I've got
so
it on GameTap. It's
nice
right
about,
there.
That's what's nice about GameTap. I mean, you have all these emulated games that people play illegally, but now you have a service that you can actually play them legally.
Yeah, it's...
So it's a great idea.
That's a fantastic idea. It just, if they're going to target the emulator market, they need to have good emulators.
Yeah, better software.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll call them and ask them about that sometime.
I haven't tried Will It Beamish in a while, because I remember I was telling you that I had problems. It was, the clock would run fast sometimes.
Oh, yeah. The Battle Chess had that same problem.
I haven't tested it in a long time, so I don't know.
Some game, what was that play I was playing? I was playing some game that I could have sworn would have been nearly impossible to emulate correctly, and it was like a dream. It was great. I can't remember. I played Ultima.
Ultima?
Have you played Ultima? That game
no.
is really old.
I know, I've heard of it, so...
It's really ridiculous.
I mean, they had Ultima Online, right? Same idea, but...
Yeah, Ultima Online was the same universe. Ultima started in, like, 80-something.
Wow.
As a DOS game.
Nope, haven't played it.
Okay. Well, it's old. It made me realize how not old I am, despite thinking I'm really old. I'm always like, man, I love old games and old technology. And no, what I really mean is I like stuff from the mid-80s.
It just seems old, because it's almost as old as you.
Yeah, it is. So. I was born in 82, so it's... So was the Commodore 64, if I remember right.
You still have that thing?
I have a 128. Which has a C64 compatibility mode on it.
Did you get it to work for your 8-bit sound thing you're going to try to do?
Almost. I got a guy on the internet that showed me how to do it. I need to buy a cable, and I need to hack
more
a cable.
Cables.
I need.
As if you didn't have enough.
I should put a picture up of this thing when I have it finished, because it's going to go into the mixer next to the rest of the Cthulhu face looking contraptions we have coming out of
it. Wires crossing all over the place.
God, there are five different colors of wire coming out of this. 3, 4, 5 colors of dials on top of it. And the cords are going all over the place because we had to jerry-rig it for the recording today.
Well, not quite up, but...
Yeah.
Right, left, and down.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Anyway, so GameTap is a great service. They just keep coming out with, like, the same the next game in each series, so they have a bunch of games from the same series. So it's pretty good. They recently got up Space Quest 4.
Oh, very good.
So that was one of the better Space Quest games, I think.
They always have Easter egg games, too. Like, they'll release a game a week early, and then you have to do a certain search to find it.
Yeah. I haven't noticed that, but...
If you look on, like, the internet threads about them, people will be like, oh, holy crud, I just searched for, you know, Flaming Cattle, and I found this game that's not on their list. Holy crud. And then it comes out, like, a week later. But I don't know. It does seem to be a good service. And, you know, we talk about the stuff we enjoy. We're centered on the 360, the PS2, and GameTap, largely because that's what we play. None of us own PS3s. We won't talk about it much.
We need to talk about PSC games more.
We could. I mean, if we knew what to talk about.
Yeah.
I haven't played them. I can't. I need to go find a friend with a PS3. Make a more well-rounded podcast.
Get every system. We need to talk about DS some more, too. I mean, we got the one story, but...
Yeah. Well, regardless, if something starts to suck, we will tell you about it.
We will go through the pain before you.
Yeah. I mean, we like all these things now, but seriously, if GameCap jumps the shark, we'll probably tell you that, because if we don't like it, we're not going to play it. It's basically how it goes.
And you'll stop hearing about it, and you won't know about it, so you won't play it either.
But if you want us to talk about something we haven't covered, by all means, send us an email. Once again, pressstartkcpr@gmail.com. You can reach me at goat@thefighting.org.
Or myself at sempaternity87@gmail.com. You'll probably be able to find that on the website soon. It'll be easier to find that way.
Probably by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wraps it up for me. How about for you, Chad?
That's about it.
Okay. Well, once again, we thank you for listening to us. Tune in next time, be it next week after next week, or who knows.
For Dave Hampton, I'm Chad Claus. This was Press Start. Game over.